Hint says he first heard about the problems in a call from school officials the day before they announced the stadium's closure.
It was disappointing. I was disappointed, number one, that the taxpayers, the Board of Trustees, and the community of Allen had to go through a situation like this.
Hint remembers watching TV news reports about the stadium when it opened 2 years ago. At the time, he thought it was a neat opportunity for the community. He says the recent developments haven't changed his perception.
I'll tell you, this is not a black eye for Allen ISD. This isn't a black eye for the architect and the contractor. And I can promise you, they want to make sure that this is done right and that it's fixed to our expectation.
The district first noticed cracks in the concrete in August 2012 when the stadium opened. PBK Architects and Poe Construction blamed the cracking on a natural occurrence, he says. A year later, more cracks appeared. Some were larger. That's when the district hired a company called Nelson Forensics to look into the problem.
I think that this district handled this appropriately, maybe not as quickly as some would like, but it wasn't something that was, slid under the rug or put behind a closed door.
Nelson Forensics released a preliminary report in February that led to the stadium's closure. Poe Construction declined KERA's request for an interview. In a printed statement, the company says it stands by its work. The McKinney-based company has a long history of building schools and other facilities in Collin County. It's also given money to local education foundations, including in Allen.
There are lots of groups, not just this contractor, that give back to a community and provide resources, in some cases supplies, materials, in some cases monetary resources to nonprofit organizations that the districts are associated with, and that's common practice.
Hint says this practice doesn't raise any red flags for him.
The procurement process was solid. All right, there was nothing that would raise an eyebrow in this situation in the employment of the contractor or the architect.
Hint says he wants the matter resolved no matter how long it takes, and he wants the facility that taxpayers voted and paid for.
We'll get past this. We'll have a stadium that will be the envy of many school districts, and we're going to get this job done right, and I can assure them of that.
A final forensics report is due in June, and this year's graduation ceremony has been moved to the American Airlines Center in Dallas. Stella Chavez, KERA News.